Please welcome Margaret Lang.
So most people, when they're growing up, they have pets, and they would maybe have a dog, a cat, maybe a guinea pig. And going a little bit more exotic, you might have a snake. So when we were growing up, we bucked the trend, and we had a monkey. And so you would think that, you know, if you were going to have a monkey as a pet, you would put a lot of time into thinking about how you would go about this, what kind of a monkey, how you would raise it, what it would be like to live with a monkey. Instead of that, my dad just came home with a monkey one day. And the story that he told about how this came about went like this. So he was at work. He was an auto mechanic. And a client came into the shop, and the client had a little spider monkey. And so this part is a little disturbing, but I can't leave it out, so I'm gonna try to say it really quickly. The mean monkey owner was taking pliers and pinching the monkey's gonads. The monkey would scream. So my father, being the wonderful man that he was, he could not stand this. Anytime he saw anybody being hurt, he was going to step up and intervene, and so he did. And he said, "Hey, you know, what are you doing to that monkey? Cut that out." And the mean monkey owner said, "It's my damn monkey, and I'll do anything I want to it." So my dad said, "Well then, I'll buy that monkey from you." And the guy said, "Okay, how much?" And my dad had 10 bucks in his pocket. This was in something like 62, so he gave him the 10 bucks, and he got the monkey. So the day that he brought the monkey home, you would think that maybe he would have called my mother and said, you know, "Hi, how was your day? I made a lot of money today. And by the way, I'm bringing home a monkey." But he did not. I think he figured when one brings home a surprise monkey, it's better just to let it happen. Just bring the monkey on the person. And that's what happened. He came home with the monkey. My mother, being a pretty easygoing person, she was okay with this, strangely. We had the monkey for about a year, and he was a little spider monkey, and my mother actually named him Frankie, because we had a friend who she said swore looked just like this monkey. And so it was interesting, in the neighborhood that I lived, it was kind of like a little village, and back then, that wonderful time of Americana where most of the mothers stayed home and the kids just kind of ran wild around when we weren't in school. So anything that happened in, you know, 1646, then somebody at 1702 North Vine knew about it. And so the lady who lived across the street from us said to somebody in the neighborhood something about how, "I don't really approve of them having a monkey. You know, how could they, you know, that's kind of weird," or whatever. Whatever she said, probably something like, "What the hell are they thinking? They have a monkey." And it came back to our house, and my father heard it. And so being the wonderful man that my father is, he had such a talent for knowing how to kind of aggravate people. And he got a kick out of that. He really did. So her house was right across the street from ours, and so her kitchen window and her living room window, she would look right into our house, into our living room window. So he built a big cage, and that's where Ralphie lived for about a year. And so anytime that Ruby looked out of her kitchen window or through her living room window, she got to see this monkey, which she strongly disapproved of us having. Well, so this went on we had the monkey for a year. We didn't really play with him a lot because I was very young. I was 3 years old, and my sister was 5. And, you know, they never really sat us down and said, we're going to have a monkey. This is how you play with a monkey. We just didn't really know what to do with this thing, you know. And also, he could make a lot of noise, which was disturbing to me. One time, my dad made clothes for him. I guess he thought it was better to have a clothed monkey than a naked monkey. And so he made little clothes for the monkey, and the monkey didn't like this at all. And the monkey ran through the house screaming, screeching, and it was kind of like I was very sensorily hypersensitive, so I didn't really relate to the monkey that much. We didn't play with it that much. And so my father, realizing that this wasn't fair for the monkey, he told us, well, we're gonna have to let the monkey live somewhere where it's happier. And in Santa Maria at Waller Park at the time, there were animals there, and there was Monkey Island. There was a little lake and a little island, and there used to be monkeys there. So my dad says, well, I'm going to take the monkey to Monkey Island. And that made sense to me, really, because I thought that would be a happy thing for the monkey. Well, my mother thought, I don't know exactly why she did this, because we didn't play with the monkey, but somehow she wanted to prove to my dad that we played with the monkey. So she took a movie of us playing with the monkey. It's a Super 8 film, and we still have it. And I'm so glad that she did this, because preserved in Super 8 is my sister and I playing with Ralphie the spider monkey. Sweetest little guy ever. We have this little red ball, and we're tossing it, and he's tossing it, and he's picking through our hair to see if he could find anything. We didn't have any fleas that year. It was really good. And so she made the film, and shortly after that, my dad took the monkey to Monkey Island, and so that was that. And I think back to that year, and it's like, oh, you know. I mean, I'm sure that most of you can relate to this, is that, you know, when you look back on your life and the things that you regret, you think, oh, God, I just wish I would have played with that monkey more. Yeah? I do.